Fran, we've spoken in the past about your life as a netballer, but when did you realise that you were really good at it?
I think for me, it was when I first started getting picked for regional. I got picked to be in the regional academy down in the South region, as well as getting selected for the team South development in, all in the same year. And I think all that came as a bit of a shock. And I was like, oh, so many opportunities, and I could really make something of netball if I took it really seriously. So probably then when I was about 14, 13.
What was it like when you first got that call for England? Do you still remember it?
I still remember it. I was playing for Team South when Jan Crabtree came over and approached me and asked if I'd like to come to the next National Academy camp. And obviously I was honoured. It was the next weekend, so I didn't have long to like prepare for it, but I was so excited. I played with a lot of girls that were involved in the England setup, and I was definitely wanting to join them there. So, yeah, so excited when I got asked.
And in those early years as well, followers of the game will know you from your time at Storm MPL. The whole winning atmosphere there continues at Wasps?
Yeah, no, very much so. I really enjoyed my year at Storm. I was involved with the Super League squad a bit, and then also playing MPL, playing some amazing girls there, and we had such a successful season. Most successful season I've had at MPL, where we came second, literally only losing by one goal to Thunder in the MPL final. So, yeah, no, I loved it at Storm, and it was a great culture there. And, yeah, it's similar at Wasps too. Like, everyone wants to push each other and everyone there just to win, basically, and be a better netballer.
And that's largely down to Tamsin.
Tamsin's great. She's so focused and so ambitious, and I think she definitely creates that culture in her team, and everyone wants to play to be better and be better for each other. And you know, that's definitely something that she tries to put across in all of our training and things like that.
I need to mention in this interview as well with you, your time at Blades, how has that worked out for you, and have you worked your way up through the ages there?
No, so I actually only joined Blades when I was 16, 17, because I wanted to move to a club that was in the National Prem League. So I only started playing netball there, but it was just amazing. It's such a nice family culture down in Blades, and everyone's so supportive, and I love playing with all the Prem girls, and we all play for different Super Leagues, but it's nice to come together and play together with Blades. And obviously Jan Crabtree is the coach at Blades too, and she does an amazing job with us. And we finished second this season, which is history for the club in their 50th anniversary year.
Which is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing, amazing achievement for the club. Everyone's so proud.
Is there an initial challenge being able to study as well as do all the training for Wasps week in, week out?
Yeah, completely. I've definitely noticed that more so in this second term than first term, particularly being a first year. Now I've got exams when I go back after Easter that definitely need to do a bit more work. But yeah, it's definitely a hard balance. But I think it's just finding times in your day where you can prioritise work over training, and then when training gets prioritised over work and things like that, depending on what matches you've got or when your exams are, just prioritising your time, basically.
The nice thing is the rewards are plenty when you win the Super League.
Yes, exactly. Everything always pays off in the end.
So never the same week twice, but take me through a typical week.
So a typical week, I'll usually have around four netball training sessions, so that's on a court, and then I usually do three gym sessions, so that's weights, and I do all that at Birmingham University, and the team at Birmingham University and the scholarship team here are really supportive of that. And then I usually have about 15, 16 contact hours at uni a week that I have to attend, and that's like lectures and seminars through the week as well. And then on the weekends, I usually have a Super League game, and then on Sunday, a Prem game. So busy, busy.
What kind of support do you get from the uni?
Plenty. And the UOB scholarship team here is so, so good and really supportive, helping me timetable when I've got all my training and when I've got all my work to be done. And then they give me good S&C and physio support if I need it. Yeah, so just really hands-on with keeping in touch with me and checking that everything's being well-balanced.
And the facilities are good there?
Brand new this year as well, which is just incredible. The facilities are so nice, really modern, and definitely like there's an elite atmosphere here now.
The University of Birmingham as well are involved with Wasp.
Definitely, particularly the Wasp under 21s. A lot of us also play in the Birmingham University Bucks team.
You're playing in the showcase against Thunder this weekend, so in some ways you're used to the crowds and being part of the whole Wasp setup. How important is it to expose younger members of the franchise to these kind of crowds?
Oh, so important. It's going to be such an amazing opportunity for particularly some of the younger age group girls, to just get the chance to play in front of a crowd and experience the atmosphere of playing a proper game with people watching and having that support and kind of the elite feel to it. And I hope they really embrace it all and enjoy it, and it inspires them to want to keep playing and playing better and move up the age groups.
How have you enjoyed the season so far? 8 out of 8?
Yeah, 8 out of 8. Pretty good start, and nice to go in and have a bit of a rest and a break now, knowing that we've done a lot of the hard work in the early part of the season. But I think now we're just going to try and tidy some things up and like refresh, and then be able to go back even more slick in the second half. So yeah, but really pleased with how things have gone so far.
But you've had your time on court as well. I mean, people like Hallie and even Lucy got player of the match at the weekend, so it is a proper example of a squad and getting everybody out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the squad has been really well utilised in the first half of the season. Quite a lot of people have got some good court time, and I think that's just only going to make us stronger in the second half, that we've got different options and combinations that are also now a bit well practised.
Jade and Nat, being around them week in, week out, how does it affect you?
Yeah, it's so exciting to have them in at training. I learned so much from them, particularly Jade this year is new, and I hadn't trained at all really with her before, and she's just makes you want to train better, and having that around definitely helps me like boost my training. And that's such a lovely positive influence on training sessions. And I'm always, when I usually have to mark her in sessions, but I usually lose her everywhere and I turn around and I can't find her. And I just wish them all the best of luck for the Commonwealth Games and the whole of the England squad. I think they're going to do awesome.
A lot of people would see it as an England-Australia final.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't bet against it, but I wouldn't bet against a lot of the teams now. I think there's just more teams competing for those top spaces now, which is just great.
And we see today you're going to be taking a masterclass. How much do you look forward to these kind of things?
I can't wait to do that and meet some of the younger girls in the Midlands and try and give them some coaching that hopefully will inspire them to want to go and be a better netball player. So, you know, excited for that in the Easter holidays.
What's a good bit of advice that you would maybe pass on?
I try to motivate them, I guess, as much as possible. I think I'd say the key thing is to just make sure you keep enjoying it and seeing that you play netball to enjoy it, and that always should be your most important reason for playing netball. And I think that's sometimes what helps me get through times when I'm finding it really hard, is at the end of the day, I just love playing netball. So I am going to push myself and work really hard.